Hello, my name is Dwight Bowen. I'm president of Dwight Bowen & Associates. We specialize in Kaizen and continuous improvement. Welcome to another competing podcast.
Sponsored by Creative Slice, a green design firm specializing in smart website design for good.
Today's guest is Mark Graben, a senior consultant with Value Metric Services, a Johnson & Johnson organization. Mark earned a bachelor's degree in industrial engineering from Northwestern and was a fellow in the Leaders for Manufacturing program at MIT, earning dual master's degrees in mechanical engineering and business administration. Mark has moved into the healthcare industry in 2005 and is the founder of the wonderful Lean podcast, The Lean Blog. Welcome to Competing Podcast, Mark.
Well, thanks, Dwight. I've always enjoyed the podcast, and it's certainly a real pleasure to be a guest.
What two operational issues are the primary focus for your healthcare clients?
Well, Dwight, I mean, I think as in any industry, you know, hospitals really face a wide range of different issues and challenges. One way of framing that maybe, you know, for people who are familiar with Lean is the SQDC framework. I think that's something that maps really well to a hospital's concerns, you know, the safety being primary, you know, both for the patients and the caregivers, quality of care and quality of service, you know, delivery, which I think you can express in terms of helping avoid delays and making sure the right care is delivered at the right time, and then, of course, you have cost. I think most everyone listening has probably been aware of the increasing costs in healthcare, but I think the general public's recently becoming more aware of the patient safety and quality risks that they're likely to face in a hospital, and, you know, and thankfully, all of those things are problems that can be addressed with Lean.
Do you find culture issues relating to continuous improvement in healthcare?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's been really interesting. I think on the one hand, the types of waste, you know, the existing mindsets and the management issues are all sort of eerily familiar. You know, at least, you know, as I was moving from, you know, after 10 years of manufacturing into healthcare, I mean, you have hospital cultures that, you know, maybe for one example, they tend to think batching is naturally the most efficient way of doing work, and we can challenge that with lean thinking. You know, hospitals tend to fall in love with automation and information technology as a silver bullet solution, you know, just as much as factories might, and, you know, they often have similar disappointment and results from those. You know, the important cultural factor, I think, is just the basic relations between employees and their managers. You know, my heart really sank the first time I heard, you know, a skilled hospital professional complain. You know, they said, well, you know, nobody ever listens to what I think. I've been turned into a robot. I mean, this is just, you know, it's sad stuff in any setting. And, you know, I think maybe being somewhat naive coming into healthcare, you know, I hoped it would have been different. And, you know, when you hear people say, you know, I've been turned into a robot, that has nothing to do with the automation. You know, what they're talking about really is, you know, I'm expected to come in, do my job robotically, don't ask questions, don't make suggestions, just come in and do your work. You know, people use the phrase check your brain at the door,
yeah.
Which I think is particularly sad to hear in a hospital. So I think part of the challenge culturally is that, you know, kind of traditional hospital managers, you know, like managers in other industries, have to unlearn some of the bad habits that they've struggled with. You know, they have to learn to get out to the gemba and see where work is actually being done and where care is being provided. You know, they have to learn to ask why instead of blaming people. You know, they have to learn to get everybody involved in Kaizen instead of relying on kind of traditional top-down decision-making. But I think final point I'll make, I think the best advantage that hospitals do have in terms of culture, and this is a huge advantage, it's the orientation that people have around serving patients. So I think even if people have gotten a bit crusty over time, you know, a bit cynical, you know, most people went into healthcare to take care of others, and I think that's a huge intrinsic motivation you can tap into. That's something I never really saw in factories. So I think if you can tap into that, help orient people around how lean benefits patients and how it benefits employees and caregivers, that you can really do a lot of great things with lean in a hospital.
Yeah. Do you find silos, our old manufacturing type silos between departments to be a big issue in healthcare?
Unfortunately, yes. That's one thing that was also very familiar. People tend to operate within their own departmental silos. You know, they have their own budgets, they have their own measures, and like any value stream, you know, the value that's provided crosses many different departments. And, you know, if you come in as a hospital patient, let's say if you come into the emergency department, you know, you might be physically sitting in that department, but all of the value that's being provided might pass through different departments like the laboratory and the pharmacy. And if you get admitted to be an inpatient, again, your care is being provided by many different departments, and there's usually not a single person coordinating all of that care. So you get the same, you know, dysfunctions that you might find in a sort of setting where, you know, the manager in an individual department is pretty much being forced to make a decision on cost or service that's meeting their own departmental metrics when that might not really be the best thing for the overall process. So one of the things that's really powerful with Lean is to get people from different departments together, talk through the value stream. And the one thing I've found over and over again is that when you actually get people together to see the whole process, they quit, you know, they quit finger pointing. Normally they say, well, that other department is doing this to me and they obviously don't care. And when you actually sit them down in the same room, the light bulbs go off and people say, well, I'm doing such and such because I thought it helped. And the other department says, no, that's not helping us at all. Would you mind doing it differently? Well, sure. You know, and you know, you're able to break down kind of, you know, what might be some ill will between departments and turn it into, you know, a real collaborative relationship. Now, again, you know, metrics and the budgets are something that, you know, it's still a challenge that the leadership has to work on, but, you know, that's a real good opportunity to help break down those silos.
Yeah, the handoffs are the major issue, I guess.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the waste and the delay in different hospital processes is introduced, is in those handoffs and sometimes the lack of coordination that you have across departments.
Yeah. Why do you feel so few healthcare providers are implementing Lean?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I mean, one related question I get asked a lot is, you know, so how many hospitals are implementing Lean? And, you know, unfortunately, I don't think there's a clear answer to that. And I guess it depends partly on what you mean by implementing Lean. You know, is a hospital dabbling with Lean tools, or are they really trying to change the culture? But, I think one thing that gets in the way is, to some extent, the weird different factor. You know, I think something that's viewed, if Lean is viewed as just a factory toolkit, you know, that's going to bring resistance from hospitals because, you know, they're right. Hospitals are different on many levels than factories. But, you know, I think when you look at Lean as a philosophy and a management system, people realize it makes sense. I mean, you know, there's enough great examples out there right now. You know, ThetaCare, Virginia Mason, Avera McKennan. You know, these are hospitals that are really trying to transform the whole management system and the entire culture. They're not just dabbling with Lean tools. So I think we've gotten past the whole idea of, you know, quote unquote, Lean doesn't apply to us. That just doesn't hold water. But I think some of the things that interfere with Lean adoption, it's the same dynamics you see in other types of industries. Sometimes there's a lack of willingness to change at the executive level. And sometimes people think we just need more of the old practices. We need people to try harder. We need better incentives. Or, you know, they're just not open to trying a different philosophy. There's times we get supervisors and managers not wanting to give up control of the workplace. Departmental measures and budgets again kind of enter into it. I think when it comes down to it, you know, even though hospitals are different, if you start looking at a operational level, it's just like any workplace where people are doing work. They're fighting systems that often don't serve their needs and constantly employing workarounds, and that's not seen or appreciated. So you've got people, and you've got people who manage those people. And really, you know, I think a lot of the challenges in hospitals are similar to other industries. It's human nature, just people being people, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. And so there are some Lean hospitals out there, and I hear that you've written a book lean hospitals. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking about the book. It's called Lean Hospitals, Improving Quality, Patient Safety, and Employee Satisfaction. And if people want to learn more, they can visit www.leanhospitalsbook.com. And we're going to have a sample chapter up there hopefully soon, and there's an outline and other information. But like you mentioned earlier, I've been writing and running a blog for about 3.5 years now, and I was referred to Productivity Press, who thankfully approached me and asked me to help to write an overview book about lean and hospital. The book's written as more of a why lean and a what is lean book, more so than being a real detailed implementation guide. I think the starting point here is still trying to convince people, why do we need lean? How and why do we know lean works in hospitals? I try to share a lot of examples, hospital-wide and departmental levels, laboratories, pharmacies, operating rooms, emergency departments, all sorts of places in the hospital. And, I try to define lean in a way that hospitals can relate to, using their examples, their terminology, but hopefully doing so in a way that's not changing the essence of what everybody would recognize as lean and the Toyota production system to be. So, we cover, what is lean, why do it, what are the benefits, but, we do touch the lean tools that people ask about, like error-proofing, standardized work, 5S, but I try to frame those tools in terms of how they fit into the philosophy and the management system. So, I wanted this to be a book that you might recommend to a hospital CEO or hospital managers that might have heard a little bit about lean and they're kind of anxious to learn more about it.
Thank you so much for this interesting interview, Mark. We appreciate your efforts. We appreciate the Lean blog, and we look forward to reading your upcoming book. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We are interested in your comments and ideas for future competing podcasts. Please go to leanthinkingnetwork.com.